What's up, guys? Welcome back to Ever Shakes.
We are back.
We're back.
Audrey's back.
The cricket. Yeah, what?
What are you looking for?
What cricket?
Oh. You don't hear the cricket outside?
Oh, geez.
All right, buddy. Back to the third grade for you, I guess. We're back, Padres. Coming off of a sore stretch. You're moving your mic way too much in my ears. Coming off a sore stretch, had a lot of guys get put on to the injured list recently. And that hurt. Padres went 8 losses out of 11 games. Took the last two versus the Giants, but we saw Arise come back. Arise took a gnarly forearm to the face while he's running down first baseline in Houston. Got put on the 7-day concussion IL. After those 7 days, he was good. We also saw Jason Hayward come back. So those are the two that we've seen. We've also seen McCoy go to the injured list. And the Padres designated for assignment. Drum roll, please. Yuli Gurriel. So
surprise, surprise.
How many games are we officially?
We were 37.
Oh, we're 30 games in, right?
37.
37? Aren't we 19 and 11?
Yeah.
So that would make how many games?
19
and 11, guys. Quick math. Yeah,
I said 30.
Oh, 20.
Boom,
30. 30.
Yeah, 30. You said 31. You said 37 at first.
Oh.
And I said 19, 11.
No, yeah. I'm at 30. I'm at 30.
Okay, okay. So we're all on the same page. Padres are, in fact, 19, 11. They just took two versus the Giants.
Yep, that's right.
Today, when this podcast comes out, is Thursday. May 1st.
May Correct. The 1st be with you.
May the 1st be with you. We still haven't seen Jackson Merrill at the big league level. We did see Jackson Merrill start a rehab assignment, get a couple at-bats, sprinted around the bases, it looked like. Team said he should be back with the team Monday in New York to face the Yankees.
Yeah, gotta have him in New York. Gotta let the Yankees know. Oh, you think Grisham's doing good right now?
He is.
This is Jackson Merrill time. It's Jackson Merrill City.
Yeah, what a tweet. What a tweet. Was that Nightingale? Bob Nightingale?
Probably.
What did Nightingale say?
Nightingale came out and said Trent Grisham on fire, and that part is true. But then he was talking about how the Padres forced the Yankees to take him, and because of his salary, I mean, the guy made like $3 million. You really think we forced the Yankees to take him? I'm sure it was a part of the deal.
We like, definitely wanted to get rid of him.
Who knows? How do you know that?
Because he sucked.
Okay. I don't think he sucked.
He can't hit 200, and
what is he doing currently?
Right now, he's raking.
So he can, in fact, hit 200.
He can, yeah, but let's see this. Okay. Let's see this in September.
He didn't with the Padres.
Correct.
I mean, he never came over to be like a top guy. It wasn't supposed to be like the Trent Grisham, oh my God. He got traded from the Brewers because he made one of the biggest fuck-ups in a nationally broadcasted playoff game. And the Brewers said, you know what? I don't think he should ever see his face in a Milwaukee uniform again. So they traded him. He was a very serviceable player for us for those years. I mean, we didn't have anybody to play center field or the outfield even.
He is serviceable.
He's a very serviceable major league hitter and center fielder. He's above average center fielder. With the glove. He's a gold glover, plays an awesome glove.
Yeah, I'm glad you had it with the glove.
With the bat, terrible. Wouldn't call him a over
the bat isn't terrible. I mean, this first year with the Padres, he had double-digit bombs. The last two dealt with injury, less than double-digit bombs.
200. Less than his weight. Less than his weight.
200.
Less than his weight. He's like 165.
I don't think so. I like Trent Grisham. I love the double bird. He was one of my favorite guys, like just underrated guys.
I mean, yeah, you have a great little vibe around him, little Texas vibe. But I mean, kudos to him. The Padres didn't really like lose that trade, though. I mean, I'd say Michael King is 10 times more valuable than Trent Grisham.
Yeah, and obviously the Yankees are just baiting Padre fans for engagements with those type of tweets saying Trent Grisham trade, Trent Grisham trade. It's because they lost Juan Soto, lost the World Series, Juan Soto walks. And then you have to look at it like, shit, we gave up years of service for guys who are really good. Like, I mean, you gave up King, who has been phenomenal since becoming a Padre. Michael King has been awesome. And if the new ownership is listening, extend them. Period. Because can you see a future where the Padres go into this free agency and both Cease and King walk?
Yes, but also there's a chance Yu Darvish thinks about retirement. And if that happens, his contract is voided, so we don't have to pay him anymore. That's a Yu Darvish contract. That's not like a Padres thing. I think if you retire, you still have to pay you, but
no. Your contract goes kind of like on the... I mean, they might have to pay what's deemed as, you know, the...
Contractual?
No, yeah, like contractual from a standpoint as guaranteed. That's the key term, guaranteed money. But your contract at that point goes onto the retired list, and it basically is null and void. You're paying him, but it doesn't go on the books.
Nice. Well, there's a chance. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but...
That's why we want Eric Hosmer to retire, but he's not going to.
He did. He's officially retired.
No, he's not. Didn't file the paperwork. He just tweeted it.
Oh, what a dick.
Yeah, we pay him $13 million this year.
Well, that's fine. Well, that means we're going to get a lot, $50 million next year.
Yeah. So, I mean, this offseason, we do have some money coming off the books.
Do a lot.
A lot of guys year? Off the books.
Eric Hosmer's last year getting paid?
It is, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you have to pay some key guys to this team.
Yeah. And like Manny, all the good guys' contracts go up a little bit every year.
That makes sense.
And so does, the major league pool, basically.
Jackson Merrill doesn't, though.
Jackson Merrill's
beast. Not yet.
Is, I mean, such a great deal. That deal's going to help us out in the future. Yeah. I'm not too worried. I don't think both of them walk, like I brought up a minute ago, to both Michael King and or Dylan Cease walk. No, not both. But one of them does.
Yeah, probably.
Just for more money or what?
Yeah, of course. I mean, we're all in this life for money. Even though everyone says they're not. A good 95% of the human beings on this earth are in for it for the cash.
You say you're not until you hear the number, and then you're like,
Yeah, like everyone's a hometown discount. Oh, my God, here's...
One of them will be a Dodger? Don't say that.
You hope not, but by the way things go around here...
Yeah, they're going to...
Did you see the Dodgers played the Marlins this weekend?
Yeah.
The Marlins have how much of a payroll? Do you know? Obviously not. Can you throw a guess out there? How much is the major league payroll of the Marlins team?
Well, I can't really name too many players, so I believe it's low, maybe 100 million.
Okay. 43, something like that. 30, maybe.
Favorite number, favorite position?
69.
$69 million is the Marlins. $69 million is what the Marlins pay their major league roster combined for the year.
Yep.
ROI? Great. Psych. No one goes to the game. Two. The Dodgers. Do you know what the Dodgers payroll is this year?
That's like $500 million.
No? Very close.
$1.69 billion.
$472 million. Damn. So they're over $400 million more
into the Dodgers roster than the Marlins roster. That is the biggest in Major League history.
And what were the scores?
That is the largest separation of...
Yeah, that's the best part. That's one of the best parts about baseball.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, guess what? What did the Marlins do this week versus the Dodgers?
Shit the bed.
Swept them. Swept.
What?
Got swept.
Swept the Dodgers.
Got swept.
Got swept.
Okay. Got swept. I was going to say.
Like got milk? Yeah, got swept.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Honestly, this is getting to a point where it's embarrassing for Major League. And I'll talk about it forever. There needs to be a minimum and a maximum. And no, the owners will never agree to that because they are all about ROI, return on investment. Econ 101, the less you put into and the more you get out, the higher everything is.
Well, how do you think that would work, though,
on return on investment?
If they did do that, like... Would the Dodgers have to like get rid of players so that they get under the maximum?
Yeah, no. You set a rule and you say, hey, find a way to get under the max.
But they can't make it extreme. Like if the Dodgers are $472 million, they can't make it like $200 million cap.
No, it definitely wouldn't be.
No, because then Chile would be gone.
He's exactly.
No, he's not. Actually, by the way, he did his contract. He's $2 million. It's an average over, so he still is 50 million or whatever it is, AAV
70.
But like they would just have to come to terms with like the lowest and the middle.
They would have to renegotiate their contracts.
Damn.
So that's why it is so far from, because the league's already so fucked.
But yeah, once the loophole gets a little exposed, everything just gets fucked.
And the loophole has been exposed. The Dodgers did a great job at doing
Dodgers
it.
Yeah.
And I don't think it was necessarily the Dodgers exposing it more than the media. Because, I mean, this has been happening in baseball for years. Like, we literally have a thing called Bobby Bonilla Day. Because he gets $1 million on July 12th every single year or whatever day it is. And everyone giggles and laughs about it, and then everyone shit themselves when they saw Ohtani's deal. This is the same exact kind of thing that we've been laughing and joking at the Mets forever. I mean, it just so happened that the Dodgers did it to every contract they have. Happens. They exploited
happens. The never rules. Happened.
It, I mean, they exploited the rules.
I might celebrate Shohei Ohtani Day in like 12 years. That might be a fun day. $69 million instantly hitting Ohtani's account.
That's crazy.
I mean, there will come a day where it's going to happen.
$69 million.
Yeah. They did a 20-year, basically, $700 million contract.
But that's a big difference between Bobby
Bonilla. Same thing Max Scherzer did when he signed with the Nationals when he left the Tigers.
Yeah.
He did a 7-year deal. And basically broke it down to where he gets paid for 14 years. But for the first 7, it's half of what he made per year. And the next 7 is once he's retired. So it wasn't like 14 years at the, you know.
It's 7 and then.
It's 7 and then when he retires, it's 7
more
at that wage. So he got whatever it was back then, $35 million a year. You know, so he took home 17. So when he retires for 7 years after that, he's going to get 17 a year.
Oh my
you know,
God.
So baseball might end up corrupting itself because, or like bankrupting itself because all these owners are doing this, hey, play for me now, I'll pay you later, like a loan.
Yeah.
And then what happens when that owner loses their money? What happens when that owner no longer is rich? He's bankrupt.
Sells it.
He has to sell it, but is that is a new person going to come in and go, holy cow, I have to pay these guys when they're not even playing on this team anymore? They haven't played in 5 years. I still legally contract binding. I buy the Dodgers. I have to pay Shohei for 20 years.
$69 million.
And I don't have the $69 million to give him for 20, you know?
Oh
like,
my God, that's nuts.
Really. It's, yeah. You know, we could come to a point where the league might fuck itself. Because a long time ago, 2011, not that long ago, the Dodgers' previous owner was bankrupt. The MLB actively took the Dodgers from them and repurposed them, sold them to a bigger group, and now we have the Dodgers today. But there was one point in 2011 where the Dodgers owner was looking around going, I can't pay anybody. People are getting their checks missed.
Oh, shit.
Crazy.
So there, this could be history repeating itself in a different sense, but we could see teams literally eat themselves alive this way.
Yeah.
You play for me now, I pay you later. What happens if that owner dies? Like the Padres, for instance. And now you have a new regime comes in and goes, no. You know, like, I mean, it's all just hearsay because right now we have to live in today's day and age, and it works.
For now.
Yeah.
Until... But what the hell? Padres are 19-11. They're playing great baseball. We had a hiccup, but we literally had a roster of like
AAA.
Seven guys who started in AAA.
Yeah. It's what people are freaking out, and it's like
people were freaking out when we were on a losing streak for a while. But Merrill was hurt, Arise was hurt, Hayward was hurt,
yeah,
Lockridge was hurt.
It's just guys who have competent at bat.
We still haven't seen Hoeing. We still haven't seen Yu Darvish,
Waldron.
Like it, Waldron hasn't started. Is this the most hurt team in the league?
Feels like it.
Yeah, I guess, huh? No, I mean,
I wanted to bring that up because I think I saw a stat that the Dodgers, in fact, were the most hurt team in the league. They just put their 13th pitcher on the IL.
Yeah, they just have
the depth. They have major league ready depth at all times.
Damn.
He just brought Gonsolin back, though.
Yeah, Gonsolin, and guess what he did?
Shoved.
7 innings, no walks, 9 Ks.
Yeah.
82 Catman. Pitches.
Damn.
82.
Him and Dylan Cease are going Catman for Catman. They're both kind of equally weird. I can't wait till
the
playoffs.
We got the fucking meow off.
Yeah.
Meow, 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 meow.
Yeah. I like that.
Can't wait. You like that?
Like that that one, Cat Food. Isn't that their theme song? Meow, 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 meow.
Meow, 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 meow.
You're close.
Yeah. See, there you got it, right?
Meow, 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 meow.
That's not it. It's something. I don't know. I don't know the jingle, but that's going to be Don't Meow Cease. Mix?
Did you guys have cats growing up?
No.
I have
no?
cats.
No.
Did have cats recently.
You have cats now?
Did. Not anymore.
No.
Oh, my God.
Coyote got him.
I was, oh, my God.
I was for all the dogs.
That was for all the dogs?
No, I was for all the dogs.
Oh, you were for all the dogs.
Oh, cats.
For all the dogs.
Yeah.
I have nothing really much to add.
What about Elias Diaz going off this past couple of games?
Oh, Leo?
Elias Diaz?
For some reason, I heard Leo DeVries... Because the Padres have an 18-year-old who's a fucking stud.
Yeah, what happened to Salas? I haven't heard that guy.
Salas, we keep quiet on Ethan Salas. Yeah,
right. We don't need to talk about him because
he's doing terrible.
Because he's doing trash. He's
can't hit.
Oh no.
But Leo DeVries went 5 for 5 with the cycle plus an additional homer.
Oh shit!
Holy fuck!
Oh
dude.
Shit!
And then he almost hit the cycle again last night. I think.
Yeah, the other night.
He's on the Chihuahuas.
No, he's in Elsinore. Yeah, he's just right Storm. Up the street. Yeah, Storm. He's just right up the road from here.
We bring him up two more levels because Chihuahuas is the low.
Chihuahua is
the top. Is what I meant. That's what I meant. Like the first
triple A,
and then
wow,
Storm is double A.
You know, if you don't know baseball, we're here to educate.
Missions
is single A,
double.
Oh, what's
Storm single high? And there's Fort Wayne that's high actually.
Oh, we have seven different
Fort Wayne Tin Caps, and then League Elsinore Storm, and then. Arizona League, Fall League, Padres, and then there's a Complex League Padres.
Damn.
There's probably one more.
Baseball's deep, man.
I couldn't make one of those teams.
Huh? Not a chance.
I couldn't make one of those teams.
Not a chance.
I'd try out for the lowest one.
That's the one percenters.
And yeah, you guess what? You just don't make it.
You don't think I made it?
First 15 minutes, they go, hey, you! off the field. They see you from a mile away.
We saw your tape at the sports play.
And guess what? We're sending you back. You're out of
Coach,
here.
Coach, I can only pitch hit 90s.
Underhanded?
No, I can't hit the underhand, but I can hit 90.
That's nobody throws 90 there.
Well, yeah, what's the pitching range there?
95 and up.
No way.
But
everywhere.
Single A?
We're in the high velo day and age.
Everybody.
Baseball's changed.
Oh, we're shoving all across the board.
We don't have 90s the painters
BP.
No more.
90s BP.
There's no more painters.
There's no more painters.
No.
Damn. There's no more electricians. No, I was talking about like.
No more Bill Walton's in the fucking.
I was talking about like Greg Maddox painting. The corners. Like the 89, 90 poo just daunting.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah,
I thought you meant like.
Yeah, no, didn't mean painters and electricians and judges. Like
he just thought they were working their day job.
Yeah.
And their hobby was minor league baseball.
I think because the movies tell me that.
Yeah,
the single A and the double A movies tell me that I work in the farm and then I go play.
1920s was a long time ago, brother. 100 years. 1920s was 100 years. Babe Ruth, 100 years ago.
Yeah,
still could be around to this day.
Babe Ruth,
nope.
Babe who?
Yeah, how long is fake?
I mean, have you ever seen him?
No.
I've seen him.
No, you haven't?
Yeah, he's in that one movie.
Sandlot?
Everyone's Hero.
Sandlot?
Boom, that's a deep cut. You've never seen that, huh?
Everyone's Hero?
Yeah.
Never.
Oh my gosh. He's in the Sandlot too.
All actors.
Yeah, he's in the Sandlot. He's that dog behind the fence, isn't he? Isn't that Babe Ruth?
No.
So what's our next line?
He comes back as an angel.
What's the three next series we're in?
And Buddy's Dream.
Pirates.
Pirates this weekend. No Paul Skeens. Miss Paul Skeens.
New York Yankees. Nice. Aaron Judge dead. Torpedo bats broken. Crashed.
Really? I'm excited for this weekend of baseball. And I love Rockies.
So we don't have a game until when? Friday?
Have a game Friday.
Friday.
Day off tomorrow.
Day off tomorrow.
We're probably pulling up on Pittsburgh here in about an hour right now from the flight.
Friday.
You guys want to go to a game this weekend?
No.
It's in
between. What your the phone, fuck is
your
going
phone's
on?
Going off.
Brother, is that a bomb?
Whoa.
Boom.
Now we're going to get fucking red flag now.
Lakers in five? Not the first time. Six?
Nope, none of them. Lakers in zero. Seven? Lakers in zero.
Lakers in Cancun on three.
Oh no,
dude! Yeah,
Lakers in Cancun tonight.
Warriors in five.
Yeah,
about 3 hours.
Shit,
we'll be watching the Lakers.
I think they win one more.
They're down 3-1, buddy.
Six. I know they win more. One more.
This is when LeBron wakes up.
Yeah, exactly. Luka and LeBron have a game today.
But LeBron is 40.
I'm not saying.
How many more years?
I'm in.
What?
How many more years?
Until he plays with Bronny.
Why do we got to ask
until he plays with Bronny?
Why do we need to keep asking Bronny how many
Bronny
more years?
Bronny does not look ready.
Yes, he does. Bronny's ready.
Bronny is not reading.
Bronny
ready.
LeBron is going to hand the keys over to Bronny, and then it's Bronny's, and then it's Bronny's ship. Luka is just passenger.
No.
Bronny's team.
No.
Soon as LeBron retires, Bronny gets cut.
I think I agree with that.
That's funny. Can't do that.
I think I agree with that. As soon as LeBron leaves, they go, no more daddy to protect you.
They can't
no
do that
need for this.
Go visit the Pelicans.
His pop,
oh, LeBron retired?
Yeah.
Two roster spots open. Why? What happened? Loss of nothing.
His Papa,
JJ
the
Redick.
Papa
not the head coach
team.
Anymore either.
JJ Redick back doing a podcast with LeBron.
Literally.
Bronny's dad owns the team.
Bronny's dad?
Yes. That will never happen. Ronnie's dad owns the team.
Not anymore.
Ronnie's dad isn't Janine Buss.
Yeah.
Half.
Half?
He's half owner now.
No shot.
Yeah.
No shot.
Since International Women's Day? Been in them guts?
No, not. He was not in the guts. He's just. He owns the team. I know he does.
He doesn't.
Part of his contract.
No.
He doesn't. 2%, 3% stake.
No shot.
You know how many times we have these nerds who would have combed those? That would have been breaking news. There's not an active player owner
Tom,
in the same
Tom Brady.
League. In the same league. Brady's not active.
Yeah.
Mm. Braun is active. He's an owner of the Red Sox.
Owner of like Arsenal, Red Sox, multiple teams, but not in the NBA.
Oh, we could go a day for day for this. I just broke news. Breaking news.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
Huh? Broke news. Worldwide news. It will be when it comes out. Remember who had it first. Clip?
Remember who had it first. The commissioner would come out that stage and go, "All right, then you're retired." And he goes, "No, I own the team and play." Not gonna happen.
Not gonna happen.
It
bad for the sport.
You don't know Section C.
Yeah,
Rule 32-1.
Dash B.
Don't forget B.
Dash B too.
Section 3.
Yes. Dot point, and then 2-4.
Oh no, no.
And no, 2-3 actually, because it's the LeBron rule.
There's that many subtitles and fucking.
It's whatever his birthday is. That's what chapter.
And no, the player should own an NBA franchise.
Yeah,
I think that's a rule in all sports.
Should be.
Can't be active in an owner.
Should be. That's why I fucking.
You can be a player manager though. I haven't seen one of those in a long time. Rodgers
didn't fucking couldn't do it.
Couldn't do it.
Actually, you could probably do it in one team in the league.
What team?
One team in the Packers. Yeah, the Packers. If you brought up the one fucking team that sells shares of their team.
Yeah.
You could buy a share. It's a stock.
The Packers?
The Packers, yeah. They don't have an owner.
Really?
The fans.
Yeah. What? Never do it. Never do it. You don't want to own a shitty team.
What if they win a Super Bowl one day?
You get nothing.
Why?
Because.
So you just go put money into invest and get nothing back?
Yes, exactly. That's fucking
exactly
Green Bay.
No wonder their team's shit.
Super Bowl champion like six times.
With no owner?
No owner. Never
had an owner.
Never had an owner.
No.
You guys are fucking with me.
I swear to God.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Breaking news.
What's the owner? What's the owner? Said,
let's make a team with no owner.
Yes.
The NFL owns it?
Yes, technically.
Technically, nobody owns it. If everybody owns it.
Now we're just dicking around.
I'm telling you the truth, man. Nobody owns the goddamn Packers.
That's crazy.
We don't need to talk about the Packers anymore.
We talked about the Packers too much during Padres injury returning podcast. That's all this was meant to be. We talked about the Dodgers almost going bankrupt.
Yeah. Packers stink. Shout out Green Bay.
Lakers and 7.
RIP, Shadoosy.
I need to add in the part right here where Shinny really thought Shador Sanders was going in the first round.
1-1.
No, 1-2-1-1.
No, why the fuck would we do that?
Cam Ward was 1-1. That's how you really do it. Cam Ward was talking that shit every time they worked out.
The clip might be in. It might not be in.
Put the clip in.
It might be. It might not be.
Put the clip in to the viewers. Just know that my reaction is fully based off re-got number one on my big board, Derek Harmon. That's what my reaction is.
You didn't even know Derek Harmon.
That's what my reaction is. No. I'm so speechless and shocked that we got Derek Harmon, who was number one on my big board.
What were you doing right before the pick?
Perfect timing. Derek Harmon. He was perfect timing. I knew it was going to happen.
You really thought fucking Shador was going to
No.
Win.
No,
number one on my big boy Shador Sanders. Shinny was devastated for the entire draft.
We got number one quarterback on my
usually
big board.
As an NFL Will fan, Howard. You watch the first pick and you go, ah, nice, whatever. The second, third round, you probably don't watch, but you're looking just to see who they got.
Yeah.
Shinny was watching the way up until they said, all right, thank you. Oh, wow. It's been a great draft.
Wow.
Shinny thought.
Just waiting for Shador?
Yeah.
There was a glimmer and a hope and a chance. Even after Shador got drafted, Shinny thought they would have traded one of their older picks for Shador for another future pick to the team.
Yes.
You're wishing and hoping, buddy. Praying hard.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a good quarterback. I think highly of him, but that should go to tell you how much highly I think of Will Howard, who's number one on my big board.
Now you know how many times
I've spoken so highly about Shador.
Big board did you have?
Two. We got the best quarterback in the draft, and we got the best
second best.
No, the best quarterback in the draft, and then we got the best defensive tackle in the draft. Insane.
And all without Shinny's number one on his big board, Shador Sanders.
Yeah.
All for sure. Shinny had an A+ draft in his mind. All without his 1-1 Shador.
No, yeah. Shador was 1-3.
No,
it was your 1-1.
No, 1-3.
For sure, 1-1A.
He was best available a couple times, but, 1-3. My 1-1, my 1-2 was sitting right there the whole time.
Could you consider Shedeur Sanders best available for all of your picks you had before he was drafted?
No, because we didn't have a third round or we didn't have a second round pick.
Okay, but you did have a first round pick.
We got, I think, what's his name? I think he was 14 on the Seahawks last year. What's his name? The big receiver?
Metcalf?
Oh, yeah, DK Metcalf. He's a ceiling out if you didn't. Oh, I don't know if you never knew that.
Could care less, buddy.
Who's going to throw him? We traded a second-round pick for him, I think. Probably the best second-round pick
okay, in this draft. So...
And then third round, I don't
Who really... did the Seahawks use with their second-round pick?
Jalen Milroe.
Oh! Oh! Wow.
Crazy.
Wow. Yeah, Jalen Milroe didn't even make my big board, so they can have.
Oh, he was 1-2 on my big board.
Yeah, see, that's
how big is that
one? That's bad evaluation on your end.
I didn't have to look at quarterbacks. It was one tape each quarterback.
One tape. Yeah.
Actually, you know how bad I am at assessing quarterbacks? I had Quinn Ewers in my top five.
Didn't get drafted.
Drafted seventh round.
Seventh round?
To his backup, because
he's going to play this year.
Might. Skylar Thompson's a Steeler.
Your guys' QB room is almost as bad as the Browns. I said almost.
All right, we can end it now. We don't need to talk about quarterbacks. You know,
this is average six. Right?
Yeah.
This is average six.
This is a really good
I game. Told you I didn't have nothing for the Padres. The Padres was quick.
We don't need to bring up the quarterback room. We don't have to do that.
Well, the draft has been in since the last time we had a podcast. We didn't get to talk about the draft. We didn't get live reactions like we wanted to.
Yeah. No, I see that.
But
we didn't have,
don't have to do what?
Just unnecessary.
This is just my job. This is unnecessary my job just to get the podcast going, up, live, start, finish.
I think it was an unnecessary shot that we just brought up Steelers quarterback room kind of out of nowhere.
What do you mean? You're a Steelers fan.
And you thought Shedeur was going to save all of that.
He would have eventually.
This is just getting better. Will Howard.
Yeah, Will Howard. He's good.
How good?
Nah, he won a national championship, didn't he?
Okay.
He took Ohio State. He played really good against everybody but Michigan, and that happened to be the one game I watched.
I have a question.
He transferred.
I read an article. Ohio State Buckeyes. They actually had the largest money spent on NIL in college football history on that roster. I did read that. I don't know if you got the chance to see that.
The Dodgers of college football.
The Dodgers of college football. The Dodgers of college football.
Ohio State last year.
They did.
They won the national championship.
They did. They paid the most money in the league to win the championship. The Dodgers of last year.
Was he the quarterback of the team that won the national championship last year?
You could say that.
Okay, and he's a Steeler now, so I can assume that he's a natural championship winning quarterback.
You could say that.
So that's all that I said, and all of a sudden it turned into a Ohio State is the best team. I don't care.
I'm bringing a fact.
Won a natty. Stetson Bennett won a natty too.
Where's Stetson Bennett now?
What has Stetson Bennett done?
Yeah, where's in Stetson the league? Bennett now?
He just
got out of rehab. I wish he was a Steeler, but maybe next year.
Can you give me Stetson Bennett NFL stats? Go.
If it makes you feel better, he has the same amount of touchdowns as you do.
God, what? You called him the what?
He's a college football goat.
God damn it, boy! Me too, I guess. Fuck yeah, baby. Stetson Bennett, in fact, 0 for 0.
College football.
In the NFL.
Not technically not true. He did play preseason, but.
Preseason. I said the NFL.
I don't know those stats.
Oh.
You want to bring up practice?
He threw a touchdown to Puka Nacua. And I think he was teammates with George Pickens at one point. I don't know.
I'm very excited for football this year, though.
Football's so far away from me. The draft brought me back, but so far.
What are you excited about?
Just to watch football again.
Oh. not like your team or anything?
No, not really.
Shenny's ready to go.
Omarion.
He wanted to shut the podcast down.
Omarion is fire though, right?
He wanted to shut it down. He's gonna shut the whole set down. Took the whole set down.
Omarion is fire though, right?
Nah. Isn't that like a pop singer?
No, he's a 6'3", 270-pound running back.
Isn't that Akon's best friend? Didn't Akon do weird
stuff? He's going to run over what's
Akon
that?
Sang that one song, right?
Was he at that? He was at a Diddy party, wasn't he? Akon? No, Omarion, what's his name?
No, Omarion played for the
Hampton. Are you going to throw the last name out there? Or are you...
What school do you go to? What school do you go to?
Oh, Hampton, UNC.
UNC. Michael Jordan went to UNC.
Michael Jordan, how many championships?
Marlon Hampton.
How many championships? How many championships? You skipped that part.
I think he won one.
No.
And at UNC, that's the only correlation.
Bill Belichick's going to Diddy parties then.
Bill Belichick, UNC.
Bill Belichick. How many Super Bowls? Six.
Yes.
We're just shooting on all cylinders over here. This started as a baseball podcast.
Chargers, six baby. Super Bowls.
Speaking of Bill Belichick, we could get off the game for a second. Quick fucking with Shinny. Bill Belichick, girlfriend. Holy shit.
Everybody's going crazy on Bill Belichick, girlfriend.
This is the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I mean, a couple months ago, came out that Bill Belichick is dating a 24-year-old.
Yes, sir.
She, in fact, was still going to college when they first met.
Yes, sir.
Did I say she was 24?
24, yes.
Do you, in fact, know how old Bill Belichick is?
Probably 64.
72.
72?
64.
Holy cow. No, he's in his 70s.
Is he?
Yeah, I knew that. I didn't know exactly. Is he actually 72? You knew that?
50 years.
50 years. That's a lifetime, brother.
That's a lifetime for some in some cases, brother.
And it's only getting weirder.
And it's only...
Yeah.
She's not only his girlfriend. She is now his...
Financial advisor.
Financial advisor. Correct. His legal business partner.
Correct.
That's perfect. There's no way that she could, like...
No, she said, hey...
There's no way.
Give me all your money and let me handle it. Give me all your money and let me handle it. Super Bowl rings? Yeah, throw those in the bank, too.
Massages? I got you.
Mm-hmm.
What you need, grandpa?
Good for Bill, man.
They bang, yes or no?
She was born the year he won his first Super Bowl with the Patriots.
Yeah.
And do they bang? They gotta.
Do they bang?
They've been dating for like a year.
Yeah, I heard she's pregnant. He went Robert De Niro.
Robert De Niro on her?
I didn't hear that. That could be all.
No, that's gonna ruin the season. That's he's focused up. On
that's
the baby.
Up. That's made up. That's CNN. Don't cancel us. That was made up.
Jordan. It would come after you.
Jordan. It's not her name. Jordan.
Jordan.
Did you hear that they have Jordan. To... Everybody has to refer to Belichick's son as not his son. He's his own man.
You got CNN on that too, probably.
No, I got that from PMT.
Yeah, they might have.
They might have got CNN.
They might have fooled you, though.
Oh, they might have fooled me. Yeah. But they're going to get fooled, but they fooled me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Yeah, it could have just totally been a throw.
Yeah, they said they have to refer to him as not, they can't refer to him as Bill Belichick.
Can I call him not Bill Belichick's son?
Yes.
Okay. Not Bill Belichick's son. Your ass over here. Explain this defensive call to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't work with him. Either
doesn't work.
He works at a different school.
Oh, I thought he worked at UNC.
Oh, maybe another. Sure, maybe it's his other son.
No, yeah,
because his son that was a defensive coordinator with the Patriots stuck with the Patriots after he got fired, and then this year took a new job with college. It's like a purple college, I thought.
No, that was last year.
That was last year.
Hey, I'm pretty sure they're all at UNC.
Oh, everyone jumped house.
That's UNC. What I'm pretty sure.
He was at Washington though.
Yeah, Washington. There you go. There you go.
Huskies,
purple. Yeah, purple. It was there. It was coming.
And then
tip of the tongue.
Washington's coach went to Alabama when Saban.
Yeah, absolutely terrible move.
And then they thought he was going to go to Washington because his son was already there. But he said, no, fuck that. I'm going to North Carolina.
And they're coming with.
UNC Blue, baby.
He looks good in those colors.
Yeah, but his dad, I think
90% of humans look good in those colors.
Right? Correct.
Because Bill Belichick doesn't look good in anything.
He didn't look good in the Patriots. He's let me tell you that.
Are you kidding me?
No.
That cutoff Patriots sweater.
Maybe that one look he had, yes.
That's I will never forget Bill Belichick.
Or that.
That's stained in my brain.
The gray.
There we got Mike Vrabel
with the cutoff hoodie cut off.
Yeah.
I heard Vrabel as soon as he went to his office, there was a cut sweater for him laying.
Good. He can wear that while he goes like 5-13, 5-12.
Correct. No. Wait a second.
You think the Patriots are going to be good this year?
They got a really good old lineman.
He has tiny arms.
A really good old lineman.
From LSU.
He
would
have been like the sixth best last year's draft.
Really?
Tiny arms.
They might have got the first old lineman in this draft, but he would have been boo-boo last year. He doesn't fit the cookie cutter. He would actually, if he was in last year's draft, they would have said he was a guard because he has such small arms. It's not just arms, it's shoulders, everything.
Chargers like, probably would have got convert him.
You think the Chargers would have got him?
The Chargers? No. We were dead set. Joe Alt, best O-lineman, last 5 years.
Joe Alt.
Could be the last 20. Five for sure, because Panay's up there. Panay's awesome.
Panay is awesome.
Nah. Luke Kuechly, probably better.
Luke Kuechly, middle linebacker. All right. What the fuck? Thanks, guys. Another one will be an average.
Wait a second.